This is the Career Opportunities Extra for January 30th, 2006. I'm Douglas E. Welch. Hello to all the Career Opportunities listeners. This is going to be a fairly short extra, and mainly it's to announce a book giveaway contest that we're having for Career Opportunities listeners. You may have read back in September 2005 that I wrote a fairly glowing review of the book Radical Careering, 100 Truths to Jumpstart Your Job, Your Career, and Your Life by Sally Hogshead. Well, thanks to the generosity of Gotham Books, the publisher and the author, I've got 6 shiny new copies of Radical Careering to give away to Career Opportunities listeners and readers. Here's how to enter. I'll be accepting entries from 12:01 Monday, January 30th, through 12 midnight, Monday, February 13th. I'll post the winners on the Career Opportunities blog on February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's my birthday, so I might as well give something back to you. To enter the contest, simply send an email to radical@welchwrite.com. Again, that's radical@welchwrite.com. Please, only one entry per person. I'll randomly choose 6 people from all the emails that I receive. All this information and a clickable link to the email address is available on the website. Welchwrite.com/career. Again, that's Welchwrite, WELCHWRITE.com/career. In other news this week, I was featured on the In the Trenches podcast with Kevin Devon and George Starcher over at KevinDevon.com. They received a letter from one of their listeners regarding some IT career issues, and I was more than happy to provide an answer. It's a fairly short segment, so I'll present it here in case you're not regular listeners of In the Trenches. But I must say, if you're not regular listeners of In the Trenches and you work in IT, it'd be a great idea to check them out. Once again, their website is KevinDevon.com. This is Douglas E. Welch from Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook. Kevin and George got a letter from a listener the other day and asked me to provide a response. The letter came from Joshua, and Joshua said in part, "I'm about a year out of college with an MIS degree, and took my current job because I get to work with technology whenever I finish the main boring part of my job. I've decided to go the direction of a sysadmin, network engineer, or maybe security after listening to your podcast. I'll take my test for an A+ certification next week and am studying for the MCDST as well. My current office is mostly Macs with a few PCs for accounting. I get to install software, troubleshoot connectivity, maintain a file server, and general stuff like that. The question is, I've decided to find a position where I'm actually a member of an IT staff, supporting end users and working directly with hardware and software instead of what I do now. Do you have any advice for a guy like me, without a lot of experience, who loves to work with hardware and software, and what companies are looking for in their IT staff?" Well, Joshua, I must say it sounds like you're doing the best thing that you can do in any career, thinking about it. Too many people simply let life push them from one job to the next without taking the initiative to actually steer their career. While you say you've decided to find an IT position somewhere else, you might want to look in your own backyard first. Is there any way you can turn your current position into something more to your liking? Since you're already employed and doing some IT work, it might be possible to hire someone to do the other work while you take on the official IT role within your company. Of course, if you're not thrilled with your current company, then this probably won't work for you, but it might be worth a try. Also, it can sometimes be difficult to move from one role to another, especially in a small company, as people tend to hold on to their first impressions long after they serve any useful purpose and might not be able to see you in a different role. In regards to what IT departments might be looking for, I believe in having as wide a knowledge base as possible. Certifications can help you get in the door, but it's your knowledge that'll close the deal. I can understand someone not having this certification or another if they've been exposed to a wide variety of software and hardware. After years working in IT, I find that the most useful people are those who can work their way through a problem, even if they aren't an expert in the specific hardware or software they're facing. Just as the best schools teach children how to think clearly, You should do everything in your power to learn how to troubleshoot clearly. Then, regardless of where you end up or what technology you use, you'll be ahead of the game. So go out there and learn a little bit about everything and learn a lot about a few things. This should make you very attractive to any IT department. If you read the Career Opportunities web blog, you might have noticed that I have other interests as well. And in fact, I've been running a column and web blog entitled A Gardener's Notebook for many years now, since back in the late 90s. Well, recently, last week, I started podcasting, and I produced the first episode of the A Gardener's Notebook podcast. I also produced a short 5-minute mini tour, a video in this case, all iTunes ready and iPod ready, of a local Japanese garden here in Glendale, California. If you have any interest in gardening at all, stop on by, check it out, and let me know what you think. I'm always interested to hear what's going on with other people's gardens, so your comments are greatly appreciated. You can find A Gardener's Notebook at welchwright.com/AGN. Again, that's welchwright.com/AGN, just like A Gardener's Notebook. Hope to see you over there soon. As always, your questions and comments are greatly appreciated. I love to hear what's going on in your career. It really helps direct my writing. You can send your feedback directly to career@welchwright.com. Again, career@welchwright.com. You can post your comments as comments on the website, or you can join the career discussion over at the Career Opportunities Forums at the Friends and Tech site. And that URL is forums.friendsandtech.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you on Wednesday. The music for Career Opportunities Extra is provided by Victor Callao over the Typical PC User and Typical Mac User podcast, typicalpcuser.com and typicalmacuser.com.